Recognizing False Teaching in Church by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. Unfortunately, there are plenty of teachers and preachers eager to give the people what they want to hear, and usually they end up making a large sum of money off it. From feel-good prosperity teachers to teachers who deny the literal existence of eternity to religious leaders of the popular earn your way to heaven efforts. False prophets are everywhere. False teaching has been around since the serpent led Eve to believe a lie in the Garden of Eden. The Bible warns us not to be bitter about this, but to be wise and discerning. 1 Thessalonians 5, 20-21, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Being able to detect a false teaching is important for believers, but sometimes it's difficult to know in the moment when we're confronted by it. False teachers will lead their congregation to believe that God wants them to be happy and wealthy. Some teachers even take it further and declare that if a Christian isn't financially rich or isn't emotionally and relationally prosperous, they just aren't praying hard enough or need to exercise their faith. This type of teaching is dangerous and inaccurate. The Bible clearly states otherwise about the expectations of what this world has to offer. Matthew 6, 19-21, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Another red flag to look out for is how a particular teaching looks at sin. False teachers don't like to offend anyone, so they gloss over sin in order to keep their fans happy. They often do this by stating a particular controversial sin, such as homosexuality, fornication, adultery, gluttony, or greed, isn't a sin after all, so there's no need to worry or change. The Bible teaches that sin is a real issue, and a big one. It's what separates us from God. It's what condemns us to hell. Without the intercession of Christ, we would have never been able to get to heaven or to a right relationship with God. This is the message of the gospel. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. These are a few things to keep in mind as we encounter teaching.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.